had a strange dream. And then he shut his eyes again and sagged. Get in a boat, Tiffany shouted, dragging him across the shingle. Crivens, are we tugging this wee streak of uselessness? Said Rob, grabbing Roland's trousers and heaving him aboard. Of course. Tiffany hauled herself in afterwards and landed in the bottom of the boat as a wave took it. The oars creaked and splashed and the boat jerked forward. It jolted once or twice as more waves hit it, and then began to plunge across the sea. The Pixies were strong after all. Even though each oar was a battleground as Pixies hung from it or piled up on one another's shoulders or just heaved anything they could grasp, both oars were almost bending as they were dragged through the water. Tiffany picked herself up and tried to ignore the sudden, uncertain feeling in her stomach. "Head for the lighthouse," she said.
"Aye, I ken that," said Rob Anybody. "It's the only place there is, and the Queen Disney-like light." He grinned. "It's a good dream, lady. Have you no looked at the sky?"
"It's just a blue sky," said Tiffany.
"It's no exactly a sky," said Rob Anybody. "Look behind you."
Tiffany turned. It was a blue sky. Very blue. But above the retreating beach, halfway up the sky, was a band of yellow. It looked a long way away and hundreds of miles across, and in the middle of it, looming over the world as big as a galaxy and grey-blue with distance, was a life belt. On it, but spelled backwards in letters larger than the moon, were the words R-O-L-I-A-S-Y-L-L-O-J.
"We are in the label," said Tiffany.
"Oh, aye," said Rob Anybody. "But the sea feels real. It's salty and wet and cold. It's not like paint. I didn't dream it's salty or so cold."
"Nay, kiddin'." "Then it's a picture on the outside when it's real on the inside," Rob nodded.
"You ken, we've been robbing and running around in all kinds of worlds for a lang time, and I'll tell you this. The universe is a lot more complicated than it looks from the outside."
Tiffany took the grubby label out of her pocket and stared at it again. There was the lifebelt and the lighthouse, but the jolly sailor himself wasn't there. What was there, so tiny as to be little bigger than a dot on the printed sea, was a tiny rowing boat. She looked up. There were storm clouds in the sky in front of the huge, hazy lifebelt. They were long and ragged, curling as they came.
"That didn't take her long to find a way in," muttered William.
"No," said Tiffany, "but this is my dream. I know how it goes. Keep rowing." Tangling and tumbling, some of the clouds passed overhead and then swooped towards the sea. They vanished beneath the waves like a waterspout in reverse. It began to rain hard, so hard that a haze of mist rose over the sea. "Is that it?" Tiffany wondered. "Is that all she can do?"
"I doot it," said Rob Anybody. "Bend them oars, lads."
The boat shot forward, bouncing through the rain from wavetop to wavetop. But against all normal rules, it was now trying to go uphill. The water was mounding up and up, and the boat washed backwards in the streaming surf. Something was rising. Something white was pushing the seas aside. Great waterfalls poured off the shining dome that climbed towards the storm sky. It rose higher, and still there was more, and eventually there was an eye. It was tiny compared to the mountainous head above it, and it rolled in its socket and focused on the tiny boat.
"Now that's a he that'd be a day's work even for Big Jan," said Rob Anybody. "I reckon we'd have to come back tomorrow. Row, boys!"
"It's a dream of mine," said Tiffany, as calmly as she could manage. "It's the whale fish." "I never dreamed the smell, though," she added to herself. "But here it is, a huge, solid, world-filling smell of salt and water and fish and ooze."
"What does it eat?" Daft Woolly asked.
"Ah, I know that," said Tiffany as the boat rocked on the swell. "Whales aren't dangerous because they just eat very small things."
"Row like the blazes, lads," Rob Anybody yelled. "How do you ken it only eats wee stuff?" said Daft Woolly as the whale fish's mouth began to open.
"I paid a whole cucumber once for a lesson on beasts of the deep," said Tiffany, as a wave washed over them. "Whales don't even have proper teeth." There was a creaking sound and a gust of fishy halitosis about the size of a typhoon, and the view was full of enormous, pointy teeth.
"Aye," said Woolly, "weel, no offence meant, but I dinny think this beastie went to the same school as ye."
The surge of water was pushing them away, and Tiffany could see the whole of the head now, and, in a way that she couldn't possibly describe,
The whale looked like the Queen. The Queen was there somewhere. The anger came.